Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
In relation to COVID-19 and the, I suppose, all the different permutations of what's happening in relation to, you know, things having to be changed and adjusted to deal with it on a regular basis, students in a local school in Lucan have been told that they have to make their communion in the car, in their, you know, in the parents' cars, and not in the church. And I thought this is a strange story. And Jane joins me on the line. Jane, explain to me a little bit more about what's happening, you know, with the communion in the school. We don't want to mention the school. What's happening?
So we just found out last night, we had children's first confessions last night. The only children were allowed in at the confession. Parents had to stand outside and it was held in the school hall.
Yeah.
And when the children were in there, the principal came out and made an announcement that, hooray, we got the communion date, it's in 2 weeks' time. And that was it. So everybody went off, scattering, ringing bouncy castles, ringing vendors, ringing this, that and the other, seeing what they can organise. And as the conversations went on, the principal talked to a couple of different parents individually, and it came out then that the communion was going to be held in the car park, in your car.
And why?
We don't know. What they're asking is that each communion child would sit in the passenger seat of the car. They'd receive their communion through the car window.
But according to the restrictions, you're allowed 50 people in a church.
That's what we know.
Yeah.
We, as I said, we're Lucan, so we're Dublin, and a lot of Dublin surrounding areas have had their communion. Other schools in Lucan have been given their communion date. Everybody is getting a communion in a church, whether it's you know, 15 children, true number of sessions on a Saturday, whether it's spread out over evenings. Mm-hmm. They're getting it in a church, how it should be done, not in
a car. What happens if you don't have a car?
Well, that arose last night when a woman said, oh, I don't have a car. And she was told, well, come and stand in your family unit.
What, in the middle of the car park, like?
Alongside everybody else sitting in their car with their families.
Mom and dad or mom or dad or whatever, and the kid is going to have to stand there on like a spot in the car park.
Yeah, they just stand there because they've no car. Like, it's absolutely awful.
In a car space.
It's actually making a joke out
it
of the
is,
whole.
Well, it is making a joke, particularly if you are very religious, of course.
I mean,
if you're a religious person, you want the sacrament to be done properly, you know, and there's no...
Never going to be the way that we imagine it will be with COVID, and we understand that.
We know
that they're not going to have what it should be. We know the grandparents can't go. We know the siblings can't go. But now we're told, oh, the siblings can go if they'll fit in the car, you know.
If you have an SUV, you can bring as many as you want, I suppose.
Yeah, bring the nanny and hire a minibus to fit in your car.
I can see a few coaches arriving in that car park.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have they given a reason for this and why they're taking these drastic measures?
Instead of doing half sessions and half classes, we're told now it's two classes in one slot and three. So you're talking 60 kids maybe at a half 10 and maybe 90 kids at 12 o'clock. They're not breaking it up. It's to do with availability of priests, we were told this morning.
And are all the slots going to be the same? Are they all going to be in the car park?
Everybody's in the car park. Nobody's allowed in the church. You're not allowed to get out of your car. You're not allowed to get pictures outside. You're not allowed to do anything. Just sit in
your car. You're not allowed to take a picture outside?
No, you're not allowed to get out of the car. You're not allowed to socialise. You're not allowed to get the pictures outside the car. Nothing.
But it's your own family. Like, it's not like the flash or the camera's
we're
going to spread the COVID.
Allowed. Yeah, no, we're not allowed. So we haven't got answers. You know, there's an email sent to the parish, there's an email sent to the archdiocese, there's an email sent to the bishop, to the church, to the school, and we're waiting on answers. Apparently there's written communication coming. We haven't got it. But at the moment, you know, there's uproar, there's parents talking about protesting. If this was a new norm, if this was a thing that all the schools were going to be doing,
do you know what? I hate that word. I hate that word, the new norm. The word annoys me. Go on, sorry.
Not you, Jane. Has just been targeted, you know. Who has to do this. The school down the road, the parish that's, you know, somewhere else in Lucan, and just say they're getting the communion in the church how it should be done.
We all remember, I mean, I can remember my communion and my confirmation, as I'm sure you can. You're probably a bit younger than me.
We
all remember, I mean, those moments in a child's life, you know, when they do their exams in school, when they start school for the first time, those kind of moments in your life, we all remember them and we all want to try and keep them very precious for children because it's not their fault this is all happening.
And
I understand there has to be some level of restrictions and common sense approach used to all these things. But to suggest suggest that you should put... So the kid is to sit in the passenger seat, are you
saying? The kid sits in the passenger, so yeah, and receives the communion in the window of the car.
I actually shouldn't laugh, but it's just so stupid.
It's like a car park. It's like a drive-through communion, is what you can probably call it.
Drive-through communion.
I'm down well now. The parents at the school this morning, there was uproar. There's WhatsApp groups.
Are you going to go along with this, or are you going to say, listen,
there's
lads, this is enough enough?
There's said they're not allowing their child to make their communion this way. There's others that are trying to, they're sending emails and hoping the plan will change, hoping what everybody else is getting and get some sort of normality of a communion. Yeah. But we don't know. As I said, it was very...
Could they not even take the groups of kids? If there's, how many is in your group, for example?
There'll probably be about 28 kids in a class.
Right, okay. So you got 28 kids with mum and dad, right? Let's just say someone will have single parents, some won't, whatever, right? So could they not say, let's break that up into five groups and bring them in slowly to do the procession where they go up to accept the communion and what have you, And even that way they could do it in a church and even break the groups up smaller over a longer period or something if they're that concerned about it. I don't understand why they would have to be so neglectful to put people out in a car park and treat people like that. I think that's horrendous.
That's nonsense. Yeah, I don't know. It's like they're just trying to take a box, get them into the car park, get the whole lot of them done in one group together rather than spreading it out and giving them the time that they deserve, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm very disappointed to hear that that's actually happening. I'm not a religious person myself, but of course, communion is not just about religion. It is for many people, but for others, it's a tradition.
Yeah, it's a milestone in their lives.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sure, the confession last night was done in the school hall and not in the church with no parents allowed, which, look, we went, we done it, we participated. We got on with it. But this now is just taking the absolute,
Yeah, I remember my first confession. Do you remember your first confession, Jane?
Yeah.
I can even remember the sins I admitted to. I threw bricks at car and I was cheeky to me mother. They were the two sins.
You fought with your brother.
yeah. And then I used those two sins for the rest of me days because I couldn't think of anything else. But, I mean, that's... there's no update on it now? There's nothing
no
back
update.
From the, scale, the school,
like,
no?
Yeah, we're just sending emails, we're trying to be heard, we're trying to come up with something, but we're getting nothing back at the minute. As I said, we were only told this last night, but it was that's what the plan is, that's what's happening, and that's it, like. So we'll fight the fight and see.
Yeah,
what
do fight the fight, because I wouldn't accept that as a parent. I mean, I do understand we have to have an element of common sense in these tough times, etc., but I there has to be some common sense here as well, other common sense in relation to the church and the school. And, if you're not going to do it, just don't bother doing it at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd rather hold out till next
That's
year
what I'm saying,
and do it
yeah.
right next year with
yeah.
the group behind us. Then.
Because I'm sure all the little girls have their dresses and everything else, and the little boys
That's
and their
it.
Little suits.
Yeah.
You know
they've
I mean?
Everything waiting. A lot of them have grown out of them at this stage.
But isn't that all part of it, isn't it? Walking up the aisle of the church, with the little procession.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing makes no sense. All right,
listen.
Jane, I wish you luck, and keep us up to date on what's happening if you can, all right? We'd love to know, all right?
We will.
All right, okay, see you, bye.
Bye.
What a ridiculous idea. What absolute and utter nonsense.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.